Warning, the following episode contains explicit language and spoilers. Listener discretion is advised.
Everything's perfect. Yeah, it is so perfect. The beach is so perfect. The people so perfect. Welcome to Laguna Beach, yeah. Welcome to Laguna Beach, yeah. Welcome to Laguna Beach with your hosts, Josh and Danielle.
Hello, fans. Welcome back to Laguna Beach, the world's first and only Laguna Beach podcast. No other Laguna Beach podcasts exist. I'm your host, Josh. With me is Danielle.
Hi.
And also Sam.
Yeah. Hey, everyone. This is not the only Laguna Beach podcast.
Blasphemy.
There's others out there.
What? Name one.
The Coming Clean podcast. It's a retrospective podcast about Laguna Beach and eventually the hills.
Yeah, you guys are pretty close to the end. So, Sam, we had your good friend Marty on, and then you messaged me and said that he's a damn liar, and you want to tell the real story.
Yeah, so he basically thinks he runs the whole show, but I think I bring a little more to the table. I'm more of the behind-the-scenes guy.
Oh, so he's like the lead singer, but you're the bassist.
Yeah, that if I was to air guitar or pretend I'm in an air band, I'm more of the bassist.
Danielle's on drums.
Hey, let's get a band.
That's right.
We can maybe play some, I don't know if Rock Band's still out there, but we might be able to hook that up and start jamming away.
Danielle, did you play clarinet or something in high school?
I wasn't in any band.
Never mind. Moving on.
It was a passion project.
That's right.
Sam, did you play clarinet or anything in high school?
I played recorder in sixth grade.
Oh, yeah, then I played the flutophone in fourth grade.
What's a flutophone?
It's a recorder.
Mm. Oh, okay. Same thing. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can play a good Hot Cross Buns.
That's the only song I learned.
Yeah, that's the only thing you got to learn on that.
Anyway, Sam, Danielle likes to get off topic here, but I'm gonna keep us steady here. So what do you think Marty got wrong?
Not necessarily got it wrong, but actually, I don't even know. Hey, we're just so off page with each other. His points of views don't match with mine, and you know it's always a contention on our podcast.
Did you listen to what he said, or did you just assume he's wrong?
I usually just assume he's wrong. I did listen to the podcast. No, he said we're trying to be a clean podcast the best we can. But he laid it out great. He's really the one. He's actually probably the more of the backbone of the whole thing. He produces it. He helps set up everything. He runs a lot of the social media, and I'm just kind of there to, you know, as Danielle does, get off topic, maybe try to find something funny. I don't know.
Now, I believe you have a small speech prepared.
Yeah, actually about how great Josh is.
That's good. I'm ready.
I was thinking even doing a haiku.
Oh, I like this.
I like where this is going.
What is it, like 757?
Yeah. Or is it 575?
I think it's 757.
Okay, I'm going to trust you.
Okay, here we go. Josh is a wonderful end of the line. Oh. That's seven. Son of a man and, next line, woman. They seem wonderful too. You can check me on all those.
Were
different
you counting?
I think that last line was eight, because woman is two syllables, and then you had six syllables after that, so leave off the two.
If anybody listens to our podcast, we don't get a lot of English stuff right.
You don't get a lot of English stuff right.
I don't know what happens. Our brains turn to mush, and we can't articulate what we're trying to say many times.
Do you ever, just start speaking Portuguese or something?
No, I'm only fluent in one language.
You're apparently not fluent in that language. You don't remember it.
I think I might have said this before. It's like, I'm surprised I made it this far.
Yeah. So, did you want to tell us anything about Juggalos?
Marty and I are a big fan. Mm-hmm. We're looking to do maybe a meetup at the next gathering of the Juggalos, and
you could do a live stream of your podcast
at the
Juggalos.
We'll bring the Faygo
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm more interested in, like, getting in that wrestling ring. I know there's a couple matches that go on. Maybe I hope they have some amateur.
They, JCW, we live about an hour from St. Louis, and JCW was in St. Louis last year, and they had a special thing where you could be a lumberjack in one of the matches, and you were allowed to hit them with whatever you wanted.
That's probably a top 10 goal of my life right now, that after finding out about that.
Yeah, Danielle said I can't go.
No, not at all.
All right, well, we'll coordinate, and we'll do, like, a nice bro trip.
We'll work it out. I'll just lie to her.
Let me just get some more life insurance on you first, and then I'll send you on your way. So, Sam, you know, you have anything to say about Laguna Beach? Your love?
Yeah, so much. Actually, I'm going to go back to one of your previous episodes that I'm a big Low supporter.
Yay! So am I. Go Low.
And another thing is that you guys kind of gave Talon a hard time. You guys might have to wait till season 2. I don't know if you guys got there yet, but he kind of, personally, he kind of grew on me. Season 1, Marty and I were like, who's this random guy? He barely shows up throughout the full season, except he gets a title credit, and he's only in maybe like 2 scenes. But come season 2, he's hit or miss. He goes hot and cold.
Now, my real argument was not so much what he does. Well, it's not kind of what he does, but I just call him ugly a lot.
Yeah. I might have to steer away from that. That's...
Josh is very superficial.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, we all had maybe a tough phase through high school, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Well, not me.
Of course not.
I understand. I know that some people did. I understand.
Yeah. I like to say that I didn't finally get it. I never got a good haircut until I was like 26. I mean, how long have you guys been podcasting for?
Me, personally?
Yeah, you.
About two years. Danielle has been on my OC podcast, but that's it.
I was on Josh vs. Josh.
I have 2 podcasts.
Oh, multidimensional.
Yeah, you can check out our website, portlandca.com. There's lots of podcasts there.
Yeah, I think when you first mentioned this, I kind of skimmed through some of your OC stuff, but I never watched OC at all, so I wasn't really able to ride along with you for a little bit.
It's probably pretty rough if you haven't seen the show.
I just know some of the good highlights from the show, like people dying and some of the good quotes, but other than that, not much.
So, do you like Laguna Beach?
No, it's borderline an obsession.
Okay. So, if you like Laguna Beach, or if you're obsessed with Laguna Beach, I'm surprised you haven't watched the OC.
See, I think depending on the time, OC was around 10 o'clock, right? I think when it was initially aired. So I never got on the bandwagon when it initially aired. Whereas for Laguna Beach, it might have been a little bit earlier.
Oh, yeah, it was earlier.
Yeah, and I just always gravitated towards MTV because I got cable really late. So I kind of stopped watching basic television and I went more towards the cable. And I just got hooked on MTV and whatever they were playing, like The Challenge, any of the Real Worlds. That's kind of more my forte. My background is mostly in, fictional
reality story. TV.
Yeah, fake or fictional reality TV or The Challenges, MTV kind of thing.
That's interesting. I think you're the first person I've ever talked to who didn't start watching Laguna Beach because they like the OC.
I watched Laguna Beach before I watched the OC.
You're ruining my point.
I was the same way. I got cable television when I was 16. So I started watching MTV right away, and when Laguna Beach originally aired, I was a senior in high school, so it was just perfect flow.
It was a perfect connection. I grew up just outside the Boston area, and seeing Laguna Beach in California was just a culture shock almost, because I'm freezing in the winter, and they're all just surfing around November, whenever this initially aired.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just, I was immediately drawn to it. I actually almost applied to, when I was looking at colleges, out to UC Santa Barbara. I was going to go there. I was like, this is the dream.
To see the sun?
See the sun, and the UC Santa Barbara has this crazy lagoon, and I was going to become a surfer and just stay out in California. It didn't stick.
You could have went to Laguna Beach and gotten surf lessons from Steven if he really worked there.
Yeah, that's That's a high possibility looking back on it now.
You might have been on the third season of Laguna Beach.
I just dropped my life, and I would have been a little younger than them. I think I would have been a freshman. I was like a freshman or so, because if I'm 27, 28 now, I would have been a freshman when this aired, I think.
So you could have been the star of the fourth season of Laguna Beach.
Hey, it's heart-wrenching that this didn't go on past three seasons.
But didn't you guys, aren't you guys skipping the third season because you didn't like it?
Yes. it's one of those seasons where, you know, you have one of the down seasons in, like, there's always a down season in a great series.
And it
right?
normally is season three. Yeah. So if they would have come back for a fourth season, it probably would have been good.
The third season of the OC is by far the weakest season.
Yeah, so you kill off a couple characters or they move on, and then you just revamp it up the next season.
And that's the fourth season of the OC was the best season.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess you could say possibly The Hills is kind of a fourth season of Laguna Beach, but I'd say that could be semantics here or there.
You could. But at least that gives you guys plenty of material.
Six seasons worth. Yeah, hopefully, yeah. Depends how we want to set up. Right now, we started doing one podcast episode per episode, and then we had to kind of go to two.
Yeah.
Which just made more sense. I think Marty kind of explained it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no real main storyline in each episode. You kind of just have to piece it together. But I think for The Hills, it might be a little more. There might be some more story arc. MTV finally realized kind of what they had and maybe scripted it a little bit more. So I'm thinking we might try going just one episode and just lengthen it out much as possible.
Yeah, you guys get deep into it.
Yeah, so I don't know how far you guys... I think you mentioned prior that you only listened to, like, our first episode, right?
Yeah.
Or I don't know how far you guys got.
Well, we don't want to listen to your stuff, because we don't want what you're thinking to influence what we're thinking.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Basically,
so the plan is to listen to your episode after we have recorded ours. That way...
Okay.
Well, what we did with the first episode was we watched it and took down some notes, then we listened to what you guys said, decided that you were completely wrong... and then watched it again.
Yeah, well, so when we first started, we had an idea in mind, and we were like doing our couple segments, and we wanted to do like a full in-depth analysis. And I had like a notebook. I bought a notebook. I had 3 to 5 pages of detailed line-by-line notes.
You were very detailed in that first episode.
Yeah, like I was spotting people in the background, like doing different people's names, all this stuff, like. I wanted to look at, I still want to talk about the different technologies and all go into all the clothes initially, and then we realized that it wasn't sustainable for ourselves and like our mental capacity.
Yeah.
So it took us about 4 or 5 episodes. I think about episode 4, they go to Cabo, is when we kind of really came into our own a little bit. Like we're still progressing as a podcast and smoothing things out, but we really came down, had a good format, and really threw away the notes and just kind of went off the top. So I usually watch the episode 2 or 3 times between Sunday, and we usually record like a Thursday, so I watch it 2 or 3 times, and then the last time I watch it like a half an hour before we record, so I have it stuck in my head, and we kind of just go off the top that way.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, is your plan, like, when you get to the very end, just to be the perfect podcast for one episode? You've smoothed out all the kinks. It's the perfect podcast, but you're completely out of source material?
Yeah, well, as Marty said, our plan is to move on to something in another retro, maybe early 2000s or 90s, and just kind of keep it going that way. We're trying to, as we say, like, we look back at our past things that we watched and then watch it in the future. I don't know where we go from here, or it just kind of dies. We'll see. But for us, it's a nice way to reconnect because he moved away. We used to be roommates, as he said, for like 5 years, and then including college, so it's almost 10. And now he's moved away, and it's a good way to reconnect once a week and discuss something that we both love and enjoy.
It's a good way to force him to hang out with you.
Yeah, I have to keep him on the line. I can't lose too many friends.
That's why I wanted to start this podcast, because I felt like my marriage was floundering.
Oh, my.
And if we're doing this podcast, she can't leave me.
That's right. I'm in. at least yeah, for a couple seasons.
Yeah, there's three seasons, so she's stuck.
Yeah, well, is it, when do you guys get to season three? Is that the bad season?
I know, right? That'll be...
I'm worried about it.
A rocky time.
It'll just be us screaming at each other every episode.
I'm worried that that's going to just going to turn into a heated debate, but luckily so far we've agreed on almost everything.
Like Talon.
Like Talon.
Yeah, but that provides good entertainment, though.
But that's true. Think Steven's the bad guy. Steven's not the bad guy.
Steven's the bad guy.
Thank you.
You don't... No, don't you dare. You have too much future knowledge.
Yeah, I sway towards Danielle.
Thank you. Well, okay, Josh, have you watched Laguna Beach? Like, really watched it?
Maybe. I don't... You know what? I did. I watched the first season. I rented it from Blockbuster Video.
Okay. Oh, classic.
Well, I watched it, and I didn't think Steven was the bad guy. Looking at it, Steven is the bad guy.
He's not that bad.
Yeah, you're on to something, because we completely agree with you. Looking back on it now, when you watched it as a kid, you missed so much when you initially watched it. Like, nothing really sunk in. And when you look back on it now and watch again, like, little things pop up, the parties, and you kind of see how kids actually are.
And I didn't realize how much MTV controlled what I had thought about these people the first time I watched it. Like, we mentioned on one of our episodes that MTV sets it up for you to know who to love and who to hate. And I didn't realize that I was that swayed by that first 3 minutes of that first episode of Laguna Beach, because once they told me who I loved and who I hated, I was in. I hated Kristen, and I thought Steven was dreamy, and I just wanted Elsie and Steven to be together forever. And now, as a 30-year-old cranky old lady, I can't stand that brat Steven.
It really fluctuates back and forth. We were trying to decide, like, who, I guess maybe it was for content-wise, like, we're trying to go back and forth between, you know, make a good story, like, all right, this episode, this person's right, this person's not. And over time, we kind of just we gave up, and we're like, all right, we're anti-Steven, full on.
I figure if I'm on every podcast, eventually someone's going to hear me and pay me for it.
Oh, that's the dream. Like, if I could get on any of those podcast networks, or there used to be the ESPN site that they used to have, like, where they do Game of Thrones recaps, and some of the wrestling ones used to be on there too. I was like, if I could just get on there and just talk about, you know, reality TV or what's going on in the world, or do a food podcast, it's the dream.
Yeah, that'd be great. I want to be on Elton Brown's podcast. I think he'd really like me.
Oh, does he have a good podcast?
He has a very good podcast.
I'm a big Elton Brown fan. I'm a big, what was his show on the Food Network?
Good Eats.
Good Eats, yes.
Why don't we have a Good Eats podcast?
Hey, did you watch Iron Chef Gauntlet?
No.
Oh, it was crazy, man.
Oh, was it good? I remember going to my friend's house, because when I didn't have cable, I'd go to his house. It'd be like a sleepover Saturday, and they'd play Iron Chef at like 10 or 11, and I'd sit by myself while he'd probably sleep or whatever, and I'd just watch Iron Chef reruns at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Was that the guy you were just friends with because he had cable?
Yeah, I went to a small middle school.
Yeah, I had some friends like that.
Or he had like a Skip It or something, or like a Nintendo or something.
Yeah. See, I sporadically had cable, so I steered more towards the network shows, like The OC.
Yeah.
Because I could always watch The OC.
See, growing up, I had, like, three channels. And one was, you know, the local Three Angels Network or something. And so I didn't have much to watch. Until I was 16 and got cable and got MTV. And that's when I became cool.
Yeah, you knew what actually people were talking about.
That's right.
Yeah.
Rather than when I would go, I'd be like, hey, you guys watch that awesome Supermarket Sweep?
Hey, now that is my kind of podcast, Supermarket Sweep. I loved that show.
Yeah, I like that. Spinoff podcast.
I remember for a while I watched Murder, She Wrote. And that was a pretty good show. Angela Lansbury was on point.
Maggie Smith is in Hook.
Oh, Maggie Smith from Downton Abbey.
And from Harry Potter.
From Downton Abbey.
And Harry Potter.
Did you like her in Downton Abbey?
I am not a Downton Abbey person.
How about Harry Potter?
I am a big Harry Potter person. Yeah, it's on ABC Family, or Freeform now, that they do the Harry Potter weekends, I DVR it every time.
There you go.
and I make sure I delete them, and then I, so I can re-DVR them.
There you go.
That's a good call. That way you don't get sick of them.
Yeah. It's always a nice surprise. Like, oh, it's Memorial Day weekend? Know what that means? Harry Potter weekend.
I'm a big Harry Potter fan, but it's no Downton Abbey.
Yeah, see, I never read the books for Harry Potter, so I'm more of the movie person. But yeah, I mean, Downton Abbey, if you're recommending it, might be, I'll put it on my list.
You should put it on your list. You can stop watching after, like, 3 seasons. It doesn't really go anywhere after that. But it's fantastic. Do you like Do you like big houses and first world problems?
Those are my...
He loves the Laguna Beach.
Oh, big my houses, goodness.
First world problems.
So imagine Laguna Beach set in the year 1900.
Ooh, that's tantalizing.
It's a lot what it's like now that you say it, Danielle.
Yeah.
We're running parallels all over the place.
Yeah, but it takes place in England, so it's a little bit off.
It's more high-cultured.
I didn't know you could get any higher culture than Laguna Beach.
Yeah.
No, that's American high culture.
Do you know what show makes me feel really old? Degrassi.
I went through a crazy Degrassi phase in college.
It makes me feel really old.
Yeah, At one point, I started at the first episode of the... Because it was in, like, the 70s or 80s, so I started at the 80s version, went through that, and then, like, tried making it up to the modern day, and I don't know, I think they're still going.
Oh, yeah.
They just started a new series.
Yeah.
Well, just started probably 4 years ago now. But my brother loves Degrassi.
It's a phenomenal show.
Yeah, I disagree from the episode I watched.
No, I'm not watching.
Oh, it's so good. I mean, Drake's in it for a while. Like, these kids are in, like, 7th, 8th grade, and then... I don't know, they've just got so many more problems than I've ever seen.
I'm going to go to a comic book convention and put up a booth as noted podcast guest, Josh.
Well, we were I think Marty did, he did some post on Instagram, and I was like looking at, like, we only had maybe like 8 likes, but I looked at one of them, and there's, it's like the movement, podcast movement in Anaheim, it's kind of like a convention for them, and Marty and I were joking, we're like, hey, maybe they want us, they're going to sponsor us to show up out there. And it's just going to be just one booth, no line, nobody knows who we are. And then, like, it's just us sitting there.
And then someone from MTV shows up and your podcast is instantly gone?
Yeah, well, then they give us the letter of cease and desist.
You know, I've never got a cease and desist letter, but my other podcast had a video taken off of YouTube by Warner Brothers.
That's a goal. That means that they know that you exist.
And we've been blocked by Benjamin McKenzie, so...
I mean, is that in your Twitter? That should be in one of your handles.
As two things on your resume right there. Blocked by Benjamin McKenzie, kicked off of YouTube.
On my CV, I put, I've been on 7 podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, and then just delete all other work history.
I'm applying to be a nuclear physicist, so I'm hoping it works out.
No, I got my fingers crossed for you.
Well, we've been on here for a while, so I'm going to let you get off because I know you got stuff to do.
No, I appreciate it. This has been great. Yeah, if you guys ever want to do this again.
Yeah, we'd love to have you back. So, Sam, do you have any plugs you want to give us before you go?
Sure. You guys can find Marty and I at Coming Clean Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Email us at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. And always subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcast.
All right. Danielle, are you going to do that?
I've already liked you guys on Facebook.
Hey, thanks.
Hey, you're welcome.
We'll take any kind of support.
I'm there.
Yeah, I mean, we'll take any Laguna Beach people out there want to help, like, any of our posts, we'll take that too.
I hang out with most of them, so I'll let them know.
Yeah, if you can send them our email, and we'll correspond. 'Cause I'm chasing